I'm Brandon Tabor for KASU News. A former Arkansas governor returned to his alma mater on Thursday for a stroll down memory lane, and his trip was just as historic as the building he visited.
Yeah, the only thing that's different, they even got the fireplace on this side, but the only thing that's different is the doors. Morrill's door was there.
The fireplace was right there.
But they've done a really good job. Those are the original drapes.
Former Arkansas Democratic Governor Mike Beebe and his wife and former First Lady Ginger walked around the interior of a replica of his old governor's office in Little Rock, pointing out some of the differences and admiring the detail and care that was taken to bring his old workspace to life. The office's replica is inside of the restored VCK's house at Arkansas State University. The house, which was the former home of the university's first president, is on the National Register of Historic Places and is the home office of the A-State Heritage Sites Program. The program operates and preserves various historical properties across Crowley's Ridge, such as the Dice Colony, which was the boyhood home of Johnny Cash. Dr. Ruth Hawkins is the executive director of the Heritage Sites Program. While the actual governor's office is a little larger than the replica in the Kay's house, Hawkins said her team had to make a couple of changes to accommodate the space while preserving the historic building.
We had to reverse the walls for some things where he might have had something on the right and we had to put it on the left. But the biggest challenge was that his office in the Capitol, the ceilings are so much taller. So these drapes over here, we had to hem them up by about 8 feet.
The university had to purchase duplicates of some of the artifacts, such as the furniture, since it belonged to the state. However, Beebe said he donated a couple of personal items to be used in the replica.
Actually, what was mine, and we bought it, Ginger bought it, that round table back there, they didn't have to pay for it because that was ours.
Okay.
We could have taken that home. Obviously, we didn't. But all the other stuff in here that was purchased belonged to the state.
Beebe is an alum of A-State's political science program and is the first and only one to become governor. So when the Kay's house was in danger of being demolished back in 2012, he told the local press that he was willing to help preserve the site to encourage future governors from Northeast Arkansas.
We're in it today, and it's a landmark for the university. It was the first president's house, and we're using it in a fashion that it's real nostalgic as far as I'm concerned. And I'm very grateful to ASU for it. And hopefully students and others visiting the campus will have the ability to come in and look at it and see what it looked like when their only alum was governor.
Dr. Hawkins said the house is still not finished. She said there are plans for more exhibits that include the nation's first elected female U.S. senator.
When we get grants, we'll do some exhibits that relate to VCKs and Senator Hattie Carraway and other people of significance to the university. But people are welcome to drop in anytime. We're here all day.
The VCK's house and the replica are open to the public. Reporting in Jonesboro, I'm Brandon Tabor, KASU News.